Okay. Thank you so much, Sarah. I appreciate your time.
All right, Dwayne.
Hi. How are you doing, Dwayne?
I'm good.
Good. Thanks for asking. It's Halloween, so the office is in good spirits. So, you know, we actually have just so you know, right, the owner of the business is a huge fan of Halloween, so he has the whole office, we have specials. So what we're doing is we're waiving a percentage of the setup fee. So there's usually a setup fee and then a programming fee, and there it's a month-to-month program. So for today, we do waive a huge percentage, so just want to keep that in mind. So, you know, I know that you were speaking to Tara. She did mention a couple things that you definitely want to grow your business, and then you you see value in being on Google. One of the things I wanted to ask you is you're able to travel a little bit more for clients, right?
Yes, because I was just telling Tara that I travel all the way up to Port St. Lucie.
Okay.
And then I'll travel all the way to Miami because I said I'm growing the business, so I don't mind doing the mileage right now. Because, you know, as a business owner, you got to push the business.
Exactly. Agreed. Okay. Well, that's good. It's good to hear that you're willing to travel. I mean, you gotta like you said, you gotta build your business, your clientele, and that's also a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you have a Florida home inspector license, and do you have that in place?
I'm certified by the state of Florida to be a building inspector.
All right, and then
I do have inspection also.
Okay, great. And do you have at least $300,000 in general liability for this business?
Yes, I do. I'm insured there.
Okay, really good. So you know,
those I can send over. I have them.
Okay, that's fine. We don't need it right now at the moment. But you have, so there's two different options. Okay, so you know, I just bought a home about 5 months ago, and man, the home inspector I had was amazing. They had like infrared technology where they could see behind, like for moisture and, you know, all these different things, and they got on top of the roof. I mean, they did a really good job, but it's a lot of work you guys do. Like, I thought a home inspection was a very easy, they just kind of look at what the property is, but no, like, you guys do a lot. Like, I got a whole full-blown report of everything that you guys look at. So I definitely see a lot of value in what you guys do. So, you know, with that being said, there's a lot of things that we have as far as services. So we're a Google partner. The main thing, for example, is to get you found on Google. So when someone is typing in home inspector, home inspection, you know, professional home inspector, these are just different keywords. We want to make sure that you're coming up on the first page. So there's a couple other companies that are already on there, but, you know, we do have a listing available where we can get you programmed in. So if you're looking for more work, if you're looking for more business, we can get you found in about a 50-mile radius or further if you like. So anytime anyone is typing in those keywords, we make sure that you come up as a top recommended option. So one of the things that we also do is I don't see that you have a website for your business. Do you have like a www.drbinspection.com?
Yes, I need to spend my website. It's going to be drbinspection.com.
Okay, great. So, but is it active or not yet?
Yeah, it should be active because I just made some changes on it.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it should be active now. So I'm going to, motherfucker, let me check now because I'm trying to.
Yeah, I'm actually checking myself right now. Yeah, let me just check myself too as well. It's still not active. I just put drbinspection.com, right? Is that what it is?
Right. Yes.
Yeah, it's still not active, but it's okay. But as long as you have one, that's good. We can, the point is to really get your website out there because, like I tell all my clients, okay, you know, having a website is great, but if it's not being listed where people are able to find it, then it's kind of like a billboard in the middle of the desert. You see what I mean? So,
right.
You know, it's very important to have your website when people are looking for the type of services you provide. So that's exactly what we do is we get your website listed on your Google Business profile. We also get it on Facebook. I don't know if you have a Facebook business page for your company. Do you have one?
Yeah, I'm going to set up a business Facebook now. I just need help in setting up that part.
Okay. That's not an issue. We include Facebook as well. So just so you know, we also do Facebook retargeting ads. So Facebook retargeting ads are, I don't know if you've ever done a search on Google or Amazon, and then all of a sudden, whatever, you know, it pops up on, you know, whatever you were looking for, it pops up on your Facebook feed. Has that happened to you before?
Yes.
yeah, it's kind of scary, right? Like, so yeah, we have that type of technology. So we're Meta partners as well. We're Facebook partners, and obviously we're Google partners. And our goal is to really get your the maximum results. So if people are even talking about, hey, I want to purchase a home, but I need a home inspector, or they're looking for that on Google, guess what? Your ad of the business, DRB, is going to show an ad, right, on Facebook as well. So the more that your business is exposed to new clients, the more opportunities you're going to get new business, okay? We also put you on Yelp. That's another platform that's programmed with Apple Maps. So I don't know if you knew this, but Apple Map and Yelp are kind of now together. And we get your platform created on there, so you're showing up for the iPhone users as well. And then we put you on Bing, which is another search engine, but that's through Microsoft. So we're basically covering you the most important portions of the Internet when it comes to online presence. We don't do any Instagram or TikTok. That's more for influencers. Not a lot of people own homes, or I don't want to say that, but not a lot of people look for inspectors in those platforms. You see what I mean? So it's something that's a little bit offhand. So I got two different packages available for you today. First, we have our pay-per-lead package, which is, I don't know if you ever heard of Google Verified or Google Guaranteed. Have you ever heard of that platform?
No.
Okay, so Google Guaranteed they created a new pay-per-lead platform through Google. So Google verifies three things. They verify that you are licensed and insured, right? They verify that you have a clean background, so they would do a background check to make sure you don't have anything major on your background, like, you know, assault, robberies, murder, you know, anything major, right, within the past 7 years. And then they also verify that you, I don't know if you, are you, do you have a social as well, like a social security number?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, great. So they just verify that you're all legitimate as a business. And what they do is it's a pay-per-lead campaign. So if a lead is unqualified or they don't, that they're not looking for the services you offer, they're not going to charge you that lead. They reimburse that lead. So we do have an account manager that comes with that platform, and the account manager really sticks to you, with you every step of the account. They give you, you know, analytics on what's happening with those leads and making sure that if there's any leads that are bogus or not with your offering, then you get 100% reimbursed for that. So that package is a little expensive, okay? I just want to be upfront, but it's definitely the best product that Google has to offer. So that's one package. So that package to start off is $549 and then $299 every single month after, but there is a lead fee. So you have to charge, they do charge you for every lead. And each lead is kind of expensive. So that one, the lead is $95. And to activate your leads, they require a minimum of 13 leads to activate, and that's $1,652. So that's for that platform, okay? The other platform that I'm looking at is the platform we were talking about. They both include the same thing, but the other one is getting you on Google, getting your Google business profile, getting you optimized for the keywords in the area wherever you want to be programmed in. It includes the Facebook, it includes the listings on Yelp, the listings on Apple Maps, and then Bing. So that platform is $398 to start, and it's $299 every month after that. But that one does not include the leads, right? So those are the two platforms we have available, just depending on what you're looking for as far as, you know, your business. If, you know,
so
if you want the leads.
The ones for free, something don't include the leads.
So that's a good question. So what the $398 one includes, that includes your Google listing, and it's optimized. So basically when anyone is typing in, you know, inspector near me, professional inspector, you know, certified inspector, licensed inspector, right? These are just keywords, okay? We make sure that you come up on the first page. That's the package I was talking about. The other package includes that, and it also includes the leads. So there's the reason why it's $549 to start is because there's a $250 application fee through Google to make sure they do a background check. So what they're doing is they're verifying that you're a legitimate company, and Google will back you up to $2,000 in insurance. So Google's saying, hey, this company is legitimate. You know, they've gone through the background check. We certify that they're, you know, they're clean, they're legitimate, they're a professional company, and you get the Google Verified badge. So that's the Google Guaranteed program. It's called Google Verified. So that one's a pay-per-lead service. Yeah.
How much lead that say you get?
You get 13 leads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So after you pass your background check, and everything's good to go, then your lead activation budget. So the minimum that Google is expecting you to have per month is 13 leads, and each lead is $95. So you're looking at $16.52. That's with their management fee. So that includes everything. So 13 leads, $16.52 for 13 qualified leads. And if you only take,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
one. Yeah, go ahead.
Sure, that doesn't get leads.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It's sure that you're going to get a lead.
Yeah, these are Google guaranteed leads. Yeah, so once again, if you get the lead, you're going to get that lead and you're going to pay for it. If it's a lead that you don't quote or you don't give an actual estimate to, or if they're looking for, let's say, a handyman, you're like, wait a minute, I'm not a handyman, you're not going to pay for that lead. So once again, you're going to have an account manager that's going to look at your profile because, look, if you're spending $1,652 per lead, I mean, on leads for 13 leads, you know, we want to make sure that money goes to the best. You see what I mean? We want to make sure that your investment really pays off. So if you're going to spend money, we want to make sure that we have an account manager with your account that's making sure that your business is being successful. You see what I mean? We don't want to just kind of have you get charged $95 per lead and then it not turn into a really good paying customer. What's the point of spending $95 if it's not going to turn into, you know, an inspection? So depending on what exactly.
So the $95 will be charged when you do the inspection.
$95 will be charged when someone calls you and you actually book you give them a quote. Yes.
Okay, because that's all. Because sometimes you tell a person the quote and everything, and it's, oh, you know what, I'll get back to you, and they don't get back to you.
I want to be clear. I want to be clear, okay? So if you give them a quote, right, and you had a conversation with a client, then that lead would get charged because you actually give them a quote. Like you established a connection with them. Now, if the client calls you and it hangs up and it's not a lead or someone is just calling you for something else you don't offer or you don't get a chance to give them a quote, then that lead will not get charged. Right, so I want to be clear on that because I don't want you to have the wrong impression. You know, we want to make sure these are good quality leads, but also, you know, one of the things that I always tell my clients is you got to close your deals. Like you got to be able to, you know, sell the services to your clients. Like, you see what I mean? Like you give them a quote and say, hey, you know, this is the quote that I'm giving you, but this is the best quote around. You know, I here's my promise to you, right? Or here's my level of guarantee, or here's my whatever, right? So, you know, they're going to be leads, people that are qualified for you to close, but, you know, we you know, I would want to make sure that we understand each other is that, you know, if you quote them, if you speak with them, if you set up an appointment, that lead would get charged. If you don't, then that lead would not get charged, right? So
exactly.
I just want to make sure we're both on the same page, yeah. But, you know, the lead is not shared. It's not like if you, you know, Angie's Leads or Home Advisor, what they do is they share leads, right? And then you get charged for it regardless, for the most part. With Google Guaranteed, you have a barrier. So you have someone that's really looking into the account to make sure they're good leads, and it's going to filter out 99.9 of the bogus leads. So you're not going to get those sales calls. And if you do get a sales call or someone offering you something, or if it's something that you don't do, let's say they're looking for a roofer, and you're like, wait a minute, I don't do a roofer, I do inspections, then you're not going to get charged for that lead. So, you know, we want to make sure that you get the best quality leads out there.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. So those are the two options. What option do you think would work best for your business?
The 1-5 something, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds real good because I believe I sure get easier. You can advertise it for me on Google. But the main thing that I need right now is a lead.
Yes,
you can put me on Google, but I mean, I get clients. And the main focus is to get clients.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why it's a little more expensive, but honestly, it's more bang for your buck. I mean, you get a lead, right? And that's the most important. And here's the best part. So I want to let you know, this is something I didn't let you know. let's say you have 13 leads, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So in those 13 leads, let's say you spend 5 leads a month, okay? So let's just say 5 leads. The leads that are left over, which is, you know, what is it? 7 leads, right? That you're going to have, or 8 leads, excuse me, or, you know, left over. Those leads are going to roll over to the next month. Or you see what I mean? So it's going to be a rollover. The leads are always be there in your lead bank. And then let's say you get down to 5 leads and you can replenish the remaining to get back to 13. Or you can purchase more if you like. So, you know, you can always manage your account however you like. It's not really set in stone. So that's the best part about it. And let me just kind of, I'm going to give you examples of companies using Google Guaranteed in the area. All right, so I'll tell you exactly some of the companies that are kind of using this system already. And that is Google's best product by far. They used to do Google Ads. Have you ever heard of Google Ads? Like the pay per click? Yeah, those don't work as well because it's a click, right? And they charge you, you know, $10 per click for the most part. So if you get, you know, $300 in Google Ads, I mean, you're looking at, you know, 30 clicks in a month. But if someone clicks on your, you know, ad, that's it. Like, there's no, you know, guarantee it's just a click. So if you have a competitor that's just clicking on your ad, that ad is going to go, you know, it's going to go high, you know, that ad spend. So that's the difference. But for the Google leads, the Google Guaranteed, you know, they want to make sure you get good quality leads to keep you on board. So that's something that they do. So here's the companies using Google Guaranteed, and there's just a few of them. There's not a lot, okay? You got Max Home Inspectors, LLC, Florida, Giordano Home Inspections, Web Property Inspections, True View. We also got Fresco Home Inspections. So those are the companies using Google Guaranteed. I don't know if you heard of those companies in the area.
Yeah, I didn't know what there was, so that's because when I looked Google it while you're talking, there are 20 companies near me, and I see the Giordano, the Mac. I saw them. I'm looking at them right now, just the kind of true view.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at them right now, and at the end of the day, it, you know. Okay.
Yeah. So with the Google Guaranteed, you're going to be at the top. That's the Google Verified. You're also going to have the map section. So what you're doing with that program, you're literally covering all your bases. So not only are you going to get leads, you're going to get people calling you from the map section. Right? So then you're going to have your Facebook. Then you're going to have your Yelp. Then you're going to have your website listed. Then you're going to have Apple Maps. So you're literally covering all your bases. And I'm pretty sure that once you see the results from something like this, you don't even need HomeAdvisor or Angie. So what HomeAdvisor and Angie do, what they do is they purchase a listing on Google, and then, you know, they're selling the leads to you and some of your competitors. So it's really not an exclusive lead. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I'm still here listening.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, I'm just, just seeing that. Do you see the Google Verified people that are up there? Yeah. That's where the paper lead is at. And do you see all of them have a little badge that says Google Verified? So you'll be under that Google Verified as well.
You don't have to see that badge. It says True Marks. Typically, click on it and see. Okay, so it's a verify.
You see that?
Verified by Google.
There you go. That's the Google Verified badge. So once again, you have to pass the background check and you have to have your license and insurance and all that. So what Google's doing is they're saying, okay, this company here, right? DRB Inspection is a Google Verified client of ours. these are legitimate companies, right? And that's what it is. That badge right there, it's the verified badge. The business has been verified by Google. And it says past license check, past background check, and so forth, right?
Right, because I saw that on it.
Exactly.
They put it on it, but nobody explained, because I saw it. I was like, some of them don't have it, and that has it.
Yes.
You are the one that put it on it.
Yes. You have to be verified, yes. To be Google guaranteed, you have to be verified. So that's why it's more expensive. That's why the starting is $549. Usually this package, normally we charge a $299 setup fee on top of the application to get started. So for today, we're waiving that setup fee so that way you can get in through the door. $549, it's $299 every single month. And then you would, after you pass the background check and you get approved, then you would pay for the leads.
Okay.
But that's going to be a much better program than anything else. But it'll cover everything else.
Gotcha. And that's something I would love to do because it's on Google. And I love that because, as I said, for me, I didn't go on Google to find my inspector before I became an inspector. I just knew this gentleman, and he mentored me. He worked with me and everything.
So that's awesome.
So, because my inspector is the one who mentored me to become an inspector.
Wow, so, that's a cool story, man. So he went to he inspected your house, and then you wanted to do the same thing, and he mentored you to do it.
Yeah, because what happened when he came to the house and did the inspection, and he realized that I did all the work on the house, he was like, "You know, you should be an inspector." I was like, "Oh, it's a hard thing." Yes, it was hard. The exam was hard to pass.
Yeah.
And everything, but then. He said, look, it may not, the first year is going to be rough. And I'm telling you, it's rough because I had a literally today I was talking to my friend. I was like, it's a roughest time because now it's like, with Jamaica getting hit, my mom, like, she got hit by the hurricane. So it's like, no, I'm trying to
get my health. Are they okay?
It's like, no, I'm not 100%, but
God.
I said, it's like, that's pulling money out of my pocket now to get to fix everything there, to get them, because our house is damaged. And everything, so it's like, I'm telling myself that, look, it's going to get better, because... I find myself, instead of, trying to find money now to fix everything, to do my business, I have to be trying to find money to help fix her house. And that's what's killing me now because I have to be like trying to find the funds to give her to put back the roof because where she's at now, she's just staying with someone temporarily. But then I have to make sure that the house is livable quick enough because the person says, look, it cannot be for long, but I give you a little time. So when a person tell you that, you're going to push as much as you can to get it out of the way. And that's where I'm at now. Because I'm trying to find that funds quick and fast to work on our house. So, because what I did this morning, I was supposed to, I called my phone company and said, look, I'm supposed to pay my phone bill. Guess what? I'm going to use that money. I'm going to send it to Jamaica. So give me some time. I'm going to change the payment. Because I need it.
Yeah.
I need that right now. So give her because... I need a phone, but then at the end of the day, I can't leave her. I can't say, you live your life already. Let me work at my business. I can't do that.
Yeah, that's the family. No, I agree. Family is important.
I want to do this, but I'm like, why is that so happen when, after the hurricane, why have to get this deal now when, I'm trying to set myself, and I'm trying to get the money to put there, to give to her. When I need it for myself now to do my business, like, my business money now I have to take to do this, to try to get her back up and running. And it's the hardest thing to do. Because it's like a sacrifice. It's like I'm sacrificing myself now and my business just to help her. And I have no choice because I can't say, you know what, let me do the business. Yes. If it wasn't that bad, I could have. Honestly, I could have. But because it's that bad now,
I don't want to push it and say, you know what, leave her stranded.
Honestly, I don't want to do that. What you can do, I mean, if you...
I'm trying to be transparent with you because, yes, it's a good deal. Yes, I want to do this to push a business. Because I said my business is young. I'm trying to make money now because I realize that in life you got to spend to make. But
yeah,
that right now I'm struggling to put everything back together because I said, like, you know, my mom, I don't want to leave her stranded because the person is just helping us to keep her for a little bit. And I don't want to overstay. I don't want her to overstay. And then somebody says, oh, you know, she can't stay anymore and put her out. No. I'm trying to push myself to get her house up and running. So
I'll
just put back some money together and then make a comeback.
Gotcha, yeah. I mean, the only thing, you know, I mean, if you could, you know, you can always do the Google guarantee whenever you like. I mean, you could start off at the other package. I mean, I don't know what your funds are like, and it looks like you're going through a rough time. I mean, the best I can do for you to get things started is see if I can waive your setup fee completely and start you at $299. If you can afford $299 to at least get your Google business profile going, and when you are able to upgrade to the Google guaranteed, all we would have to do is, you know, get an application going, and then from there, you could start that program. But at least have something in place. I mean, you know, I sent you our pricing page usually, so for the ideal package that I sent you, I sent it through text message. We usually charge way more than, you know, what the $549 is. So we're giving it, you know, the discounts. But if you're trying to get your company on Google and really trying to get some traction for the meantime, you could get your Google business profile going, get your company on different platforms, and then once you're ready to take on those leads, then you can obviously, you know, submit an application for the background check through Google. So, I mean, that package is $398, and I'm willing to talk to my supervisor to help you out to waive the setup fee and then just get you in at $299. So the $299 would be a month-to-month. That would be no contracts, and that would be a flat rate. So you're not getting charged per lead, per phone call, any of that. So that's something that I'd be, you know, willing to do for you if that's something that you want to move forward with. I'm not quite sure. I just want to make sure I help you out as much as possible. Knowing your situation, man, it's you're going through a rough patch, but not everything's going to be rough for a long time. And you know, sometimes when we have an opportunity, it's just like having to invest, and that way you could, you know, it pays for itself. Because at the end of the day, you know, Dwayne, we don't want this to be another bill for you. You know, we want this to be something that it's going to be able to pay for itself. You know, and
investment.
Exactly, yeah. So it's something that, you know, it's not going to be a consumption. It's going to be an investment that, you know, and then you're looking at about $10 a day, right? If you divide it in 30 days for $299. So $10 a day, get your company on Google, getting that started. And once again, when you're ready for the Google guaranteed, which that program, I swear by it, man. I promise that's going to be a game changer because not a lot of people go for it, but when the people that do, they see very good results. But once again, that you can always do that later down the road. So I don't know where you're at when it comes to budgeting, but if I can help you to waive the setup fee, save you $100, and then get you in at $299, I don't know if that's something that you're able to.
I could do that.
Okay. So let
me ask you a question.
Sure. Talk to me.
If I do that, okay. So
yes.
If I do that now, and down the road I'm going to change to get the one that does the background check, would I have to pay?
Oh, great question. Great question. So I want to just be, kind of just tell you. So the $549, the reason why it's $549 is because there's a $250 application fee, right? So the program that I'm giving you right now, it's the same program without the application fee, right? So because think about it, $299 plus the application fee, it would be $549, right? So whenever you're ready to upgrade, all we would do is you can call me and say, hey, Chris, I'm ready to upgrade for the Google Guaranteed to Google Verified, and then you would pay $250 for the application. We submit your application to Google, and then you get verified through Google for the Google Guaranteed.
Okay, so the only thing I'd have to pay extra was just $250.
Yeah,
because I
already
paid part of it already.
Yeah, so the reason why I was giving you a deal on the $549 and waiving your setup fee is because I didn't want to charge you $99 plus the $250. It's like, I don't want to do that, right? So that's the special we have for that package. For this package, the special we have is waiving the setup fee of $299. So I sent you a text message. Were you able to receive it, Dwayne?
Yes, I did. I was looking at it.
If you look at the packages, the packages that I'm going to get you is pretty much the VIP package. The other package, the ideal package, it, as you can see, is very expensive. That's the ideal package. And if you see at the bottom, it says $299 setup fee. Do you see that?
Hold on. Let me pull it up.
Yeah, sure.
Pull it up back. Okay, so, all right. So it says, okay, proven success, 20 years. We're on Google Partners. Okay, that's $299. You get $299 VIP. Okay, that's okay.
So you see that?
But
so the
VIP,
package?
SEO package, which is VIP, that's the one for $299.
That's the one I'm going to get you for $299. But if you look at the setup fee, so usually our setup fee is $299. So I'm giving you a deal on this one today, right? If you were to go through our website directly, you would pay, you know, that's what, if you want to do it DIY, like you do it yourself, and that's what we charge. But if we have, you know, the availability and we can get you in, we're going to give you discounts. The other package is the ultimate package, or excuse me, the ideal. The ideal. The ultimate includes a little bit more, but the ideal is the one that has a Google guaranteed. See where it says Google guaranteed leads?
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
And then I see some Google business profile, all of that. Cause I see carry more stuff than the rest.
Yeah, exactly. So the ideal package, that's the most popular one. That's the one that has the Google guaranteed, right? The one that I gave you, it's the starter package. The only difference is, once again, it doesn't have the Google guaranteed leads. But when you're ready, Dwayne, we can always submit an application through Google, and you just pay $250 for the application fee. And then once you get approved, which I'm pretty sure you will, then you would pay the lead fees, right? And that's it.
So question.
Sure.
What's the difference? What's the difference with the ideal and the ultimate?
Okay, so the ideal and the ultimate, right? So if you look at the ideal and the ultimate, so the ultimate has Google Ads and the ideal doesn't. So you're doing three things with the ultimate. You're doing Facebook ads, you're doing Google Ads, and you're doing pay-per-lead, which is the Google guaranteed. You're doing all that. So since I'm not offering you Google Ads right now, because I don't think, I'll just be honest with you. Just, I like to be very straightforward with my clients. The Google Ads, they're expensive. They're about $10 per click. And that package allocates $300 of Google Ads. So, you know, that's just my experience. I'd rather choose the Google guaranteed because you're paying for the lead instead of a click. Make sense?
Yeah, because the Google guarantee is the ideal one.
Exactly. That's what I recommend myself to everybody. You're not paying for the Google ads, you're paying for the leads, which is better. That's what I always recommend. So you can always upgrade to the ideal package. All it would be is just getting you verified through Google and doing a background check. It's a very simple application. You enter information, and we have a technician that can help you with it as well. For the VIP package, also, another thing that I don't know how your website – did you create your website or who did your website?
I had someone do the website for me, a friend of mine that's do the website.
Okay, cool.
Let me text him now and see how far is the website.
No worries. I'm just curious. But, you know, that's something – like if you like the website that he's doing for you, great. If you don't, then we can also create one for you. So it's up to you.
And
but
that
one
comes
thing,
in the package.
That comes in the package. Yeah. So you should have waited a little bit. Here, let me send you an example. It's okay. It happens, right? It, you know, when things come up, opportunities come up. That the man upstairs works in mysterious ways, man. So you never know. But let me send you kind of like an example. Obviously, you're doing home inspector. This is. This one's going to be for, it's just a general contractor, or let me just send you a landscaping one so that way you can see how it looks. It's just an example. It's not going to be, you know, obviously how your website would be. but just an example of how the websites that we do. And the good thing about the websites is it's Google compliant. It's fully customizable. You can put pictures. You can put videos. People can schedule appointments from the website. Like, it's an awesome website. I love them. Yeah,
and
so
the funny thing about it, okay, I think that's your sermon, the website. Let me see how it looks.
Yeah.
Because he charged me $300, and the funny thing, I didn't have it. I literally had to borrow that for this, because I knew I needed a website for the business. I have to get a, this looks good.
Yeah, I know, and that's just an example. So that website, I can throw it in for free.
Okay, so matter of fact, Jesus, why you guys didn't come before? That money I came, literally, it was, all right, so he charged me $350.
Oh, God.
For the website, and then you are charging me $299 for everything that comes with the website.
Yeah, I actually got the approval code, so the approval code is Halloween. So my supervisor's funny. He's very festive. But yeah, so the website that we do, that's the website that we would create for you. So it's if you go through Wix or GoDaddy, you know, they charge $500 minimum for like a basic website. I think you got a pretty decent deal with your friend, but once again, these are the websites that we do, and the reason why we include the websites is because you have to have a website in order for you to rank on Google. So we might as well throw it in there. So, but yeah, so it's up to you. That's something you can always add if you like.
Okay. So this is my thing. I think I like how you guys do the website. It's unique. It's different. Well, let's see, gallery. So then I'd have to put some photograph of it.
Yeah.
And things that I've done. Inspection.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And which I do, because I did. I'm not a photo person. My wife is. And the thing about it is that we have a travel business.
Mm-hmm.
She don't have a website or anything, but what she does, she posts her trips on Google. People is always easy to travel. They always want to travel when they can get a deal. I realized, I didn't know it was so much inspectors close by, because I said I'd count them as 20 person, and I'm going to be 21. When I was looking for inspectors, I couldn't find any. But I realized that most of the inspectors I've seen on this, they're the older person. You don't have any young person. Just one person I see, Dean, is from West Palm, also. No, not West Palm. Fort Lauderdale, but he's 1 year, just like me. But at the end of the day, I mean, I'm doing inspection myself, he's doing inspection, and if we can, you know, get it done, because I said, it's, the market for inspector is going to be, it's going to boom. It's just like we have a lot of inspectors now, and if people have more option to choose who they want to work with, but if I have a client, if I have my client list, people like realtors or people, you know, because you have some people directed, they will stick to you. Said, my mentor, no matter what, he has people, realtors that call him just to do their house. And no matter what, they'll send him to Miami, they'll send him anywhere. And
they're faithful. They're faithful, yes.
Because they're faithful. But then, you know, I need to find realtors like that who are faithful and who can say, okay, then, or clients like that who say, okay, no, I can recommend you, because I wrote them out. Because, and I said this to you, why I'm saying this is because I was a nurse. Just a quick background check. I was a nurse, and I stopped because I wanted to come up because I want flexibility. I want to have my own time. I want to be able to be my family, my kids. I'm a disabled son. So if there's an emergency, I have to be focused. I have to be close by. You can call me. I can rush and get to the house. So at the end of the day, I said I wasn't coming out of it, especially because my wife is a flight attendant, so both of us cannot be away. One of us has to be close by in easy access, local. Because sometimes she flies, she leaves for 2 or 3 days. I have to be close by. So if You call me, boom. I can run. I can be, even if I'm an inspector doing a house, I can set the time. Guess what? I have an emergency at my house. Can I come back tomorrow and do it? They're not going to tell me no. Because
yep.
it's emergency. It's family emergency.
Exactly.
But
yep.
if I'm stuck at the hospital working, sometimes it's hard for me to leave.
Oh, of course.
And
yeah.
Come. So that's why. But then the problem now is that because the business is not booming, I take a leap of faith and I stepped out of nursing. And now I'm struggling because I'm not getting the client that I thought I would get. And,
yeah.
you know, I've depleted my savings. I deplete all my savings. My account is now empty.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like my friends, I borrow from them. I say, look, you know me. I never borrow. But if you see I'm borrowing from you, you know I'm trying to build my business. And they trust me enough. They say, okay, I'm going to let you because I know you.
Mm-hmm.
But then sooner or later, you know, what about their money? So it's like, I have to figure my way out. How am I going to get this? How am I going to execute this?
Right.
And that's where I'm at right now. Then
yeah.
now, to see hurricane come, the house, it's not even livable right now. It's not livable because the hurricane damages. It literally lift a tree and drop it in the house. And
wow.
I'm already struggling. So it's like, so you see where I'm at right now, where I'm trying to, it's like, I have heard from say nickel and dime. I am not nickel and dime. It will look like I'm nickel and diamond, meaning you want
no.
something, but you're trying not to spend too much. I have to do that because right now, as I tell you before, I spoke with a lady. I said,
uh-huh.
Mr. Brown, I know your mother. The house is not the best, but guess what? I can keep your mother for a little
oh,
a short period
God.
Of time. She's
yeah.
leaving Jamaica. She's leaving Jamaica. As soon
okay.
as Jamaica, the airport is open, she's going to leave because her husband is taking her home. So once she leaves, she said, look, I, my husband's not going to want anybody in the house if I'm not there. So literally, I'm like, can you just even kind of delay and let you know that you're doing something or you have to get your stuff in order? Just buy me some time because I have to try, even have to borrow the money, fix a part of the roof, make sure the structure is good. Because the structure has to be good to hold the roof. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't want him to just put on a roof and the structure is not good and it's going to collapse on her. Because I know as a building inspector, if the structure is not good, it cannot be told the roof. So I have to make sure that this is done. So it's like, I'm thinking now, okay then, I have to get this done. I don't have help. The messed up part about it, I have family and friends that have helped. And I've seen myself now in a situation that I need the help. And I'm not getting it. I can't call nobody and say, oh, you know what, can you help me? Everybody's like, oh, you know, we're busy, we can't. They will listen to me, but once I ask, they hear the word help, we call about. And I never hear from
yeah,
them. And it's messed
yeah,
up and it breaks my heart because I know who I am. And I know most of them that's here. And I was crying last night. I cried when I was talking to my wife. I said, look, I see myself now in debt. My mortgage, I'm never late for my mortgage in 7 years. And the first, my mortgage late in 7 years where I can't pay my mortgage because I've been so backed up. And I'm trying my business, trying to push the business and it's not moving like what I want. She's frustrated because it's taking a toll on my marriage right now because
yeah,
of finance. And she understands, but then mentally, it still takes a toll on her. Apart from
yeah.
that, and I said to her, I have helped so much family members to get here, to be here. And then no one, they're in a better position than me. Because they came over early. And then no, I need the help. And I can't even get the help from one of them. And it hurts my heart because I know, yes, I helped you. What is it going to take for you to just, you know what? You know, doing used to help. Doing, make me there. Doing, make me have a life like this. Let me just show a little gratitude. Maybe not help me 100%, but help me halfway. That's all I'm asking. You don't have to help me fully. And anything you help me, once I get back on my feet, I can give it back to you. And if I have to give
yeah.
it back with interest, I will do that. Because I
yeah.
know I don't stay down for long. I just need that push to get me off the ground.
Yeah.
And it's so
definitely.
Hard to get it. And that's the reason why I know I'm getting this opportunity to do myself. And it's like, where do I go? How do I do this? And it hurts because I know, based upon how you said, once it's on Google, yes, I may not get that quick turnaround like
mm-hmm.
someone who has the background check and everything has preferred. I may not get it. Yes, I may not get any lead because people once they go on Google and they see different people, then they may not choose me. But they'll choose somebody else, because we know people look on, yes, I do have 5-star from inspection and I've done. But how many people is going to say, oh, you know what? Let me support doing, because we know doing a try. This is a young person. Let me try with you. How much person going to look like that? It's not a lot. You know, so it's broken. It's hard for me, and it's frustrating, because let me tell you, I can borrow the money again, put myself in another debt, but the problem is, am I going to get clients good enough, quick, turnover quick enough to put back that money to pay back, because I'm already in so much debt. And at this point, I don't care. I can talk freely, because I'm not ashamed, because it's business. The money's borrowed because of business.
Of course.
But at the end of the day, it's like I'm in debt and I'm struggling to come out of debt and I don't have the help. That's why I have to borrow. My criticism is a mess now, because I have to be borrowing. So I don't have that help. Yes, unfortunate, but what am I going to do?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like they say, it rains, but, you know, it's not going to rain every day. And, like, I hear where you're coming from. I mean, there's two things that can help you with your business. Is one of the things that I always tell people to get your company up there when people are looking for the services that you offer is to try to get as many reviews as possible. Even for your clients that you've serviced before, friends and family, like, let's say they're like, hey, they're not even letting you borrow money, but they're at least they can help you some way. Like, hey, if you're not letting me borrow money, at least help me with my business. So reviews are huge. Another thing that helps out your business as well is, you know, if people don't know who you are, if people can't find the services you provide, it's very hard for people to really, you know, find who you really are. Another thing, too, is if you're getting referrals from, you know, let's say, you know, realtors, or you get referrals from other people, even, you know, for your mentor or anybody else, the number one thing that people do, okay, this is a for sure fact, is they look up your company, right? And if they look up your company and they don't see any online presence, the chances of them calling you are going to be slim to none. And here's why.
Right.
When someone is referring me to a restaurant, and this happens to me all the time, hey, Chris, I want you to try this restaurant. Okay, cool. Well, let's see, you know, I go there without looking up the restaurant, and I see that the food wasn't that great, but maybe my friend liked it. We have different palates. But if you have multiple people, you know, seeing your restaurant and you have a lot of good reviews, and some people, like, most reviews are really good, they had a good experience, that just tells me that, hey, you know, I should give a shot to that restaurant. So, you know, that's another thing, you know, but not having anything, having something versus not having nothing is, you know, it's a win in my eyes. You know, to get you in the door through Google and getting you the things that you need, you know, that's going to, you know, be a game changer. And once again, whenever you're ready to try the Google Guaranteed, you can always upgrade to it. But it's completely up to you. Here's what I can do for you. You know, and this is the best I'd be willing to do. I can send my supervisor a quick message and see if I can waive maybe even $50 more. So $249.
Okay.
Right, so I know you.
And I said it's not like I want to. I'm crying or anything. But
no, I
just,
get it.
The thing is,
I get it.
I just want you to understand why, because I know you're doing your part, but I just want you to understand why it's I'm hesitant a little bit because I just want you to understand, because some people jump on it, and you know, a lot of people jump on it because it's business and everything. But yes, you give me a good deal. And it's a good deal. But I don't want to say, oh, you can't find $299 or you can't find $300. It's just a chump change. Yeah, but it's a chump change. But
it's not
what I'm literally going through.
I've been here for 7 years, Dwayne. So, you know, I started here in 2018. The company's been around for 20 years. So I've heard it all. I've seen a lot of things going on. And just to be honest with you, like, it happened. So you're not in the best financial position. And that's understandable, right? So that, you know, to me, I'd rather have a clear-cut, very straightforward conversation about, you know, what I can do for you. And if I can do it for you, then I'm willing to do it for you. So, you know, believe me, I understand. I've been through tough situations myself, maybe not as tough as you're going through right now. But once again, you know, when it rains, it'll rain. But at the end of the day, it's not going to keep raining every day. Like, there's going to be, you know, light at the end of the tunnel. So if I'm able to help you, then I'm willing to do that. I already, my supervisor gave me the approval for the $299. I'm going to send him another quick message and tell him that later down the road, you are willing to go into the Google Guarantee program, and that'll help you out. So all you would pay is the $250 application fee. But I want to help you out as much as possible. So I'm sending him that message right now. I'm pretty sure he'll understand your situation. And, you know, obviously I think he'll give you the okay if, you know, if and when you're willing to grow and go into, you know, other avenues, which I see, it looks like you want to go into Google Guaranteed. You're just not financially ready for it, but.
And that's the problem, because the thing is, I'd rather go to the Google, the ideal one, because at the end of the day, at least it should put some more positive, light on with my clients when people go on Google. But at the end of the day, what I'm looking at is like, yes, you want it, but then the funds is not there right now. So it's like, I'll start little, and then I work up my way up. Because once I start making money, it's not hard for me to go back to tell you, okay, and call you back and say, okay, can you increase me? I don't mind, because then at least I'm making some. Because if I can make, because I know with this is going to be a monthly payment of two something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every month I'm going to.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I have to make sure that I can find your $250 every month. So that's why it's easier for me to literally upgrade to that, where it's a guarantee of getting a client.
Yeah.
Because this now, what you're doing for me, it's good, but it's a 50-50 hit and run. Where at least I may not get client, but at least I'll be seen out there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agreed. And so I completely understand that. And then also another thing that I'm able to do is get your website if you want. If your buddy's doing it, I can include it at the price.
No, I'd rather you do the website since you do, because he hasn't got back to me. If you send it, fine, but.
Okay.
I can look funny, because I know chance that yours is going to be better than his, because you're doing it, the Google way.
Yeah, we're doing it. Yeah, we're doing it for sure. So I just got a message from my supervisor right now. It's like, that's fine, approved. You know, hopefully he can get back on his feet. So, okay, so I got another approval code, and it's Halloween 2025. So he has to give me approval codes for me to put in the system so I can take the discounts. Okay, so we're able to approve the $249, so thank God for that. All right, I just want to verify a couple things for the business, and then, you know, we're going to do an onboarding call later on. Today, if not, you can do it on Monday, however you feel fit. So I just entered that code, and I was able to get the discount, which is really good. So it'd be $249. Everything we talked about is also included, okay? So to get your account going, what email, do you have a business email or a personal email?
No, my work email. Yes, sir.
Okay, so what is the company email or the work email?
It's inspection@drbwelt.com.
Drbwelt?
Yeah, Welt. WEALTH.
Okay, got it. Okay, so I got it here.
Inspection@drbwelt.com.
Yeah, I got it already.
Yeah.
Yeah, the system lets me know if it's a valid email or not, which is cool. We have the Google back office system too. So that gives us, I mean, we could check everything for the most part. It's really cool. And then we got to send you a Google verification, like to get you PIN verified on Google. So your address, we're not going to showcase your address online because we don't want nobody going to your house. But in order to send that verification, you're at 200 South Andrews Avenue, right? Fort Lauderdale, 33301, right?
Yeah, and 33312. Sweet, no, because that's a virtual, because I had the house address, so I got a virtual address. So that's a virtual address.
Oh, we need a physical address. What is a physical address?
Oh, you need a physical address? So
yeah,
it's 184,
one?
Yeah, 184,
mm-hmm.
Trans, KANSAS Avenue.
Okay.
Fort Lauderdale, FL.
Yep, got it.
33312.
Okay, got it. All right. Yep, I got it already. Okay, cool. So Google populates it, which is good. Dwayne, for account purposes, this is not for we're not going to showcase your any of your information. What's your last name?
Brown, B-R-O-W-N.
Okay, Brown. And then Dwayne, if I'm spelling it correctly, because there's different ways. Do you spell it D-U-A-N-E or D?
No.
Y? Uh-huh.
No, it's D-W-A-Y-N-E.
Okay, cool. So there's different ways. Okay, so we got that, Dwayne. All right, and then the number that we're on, the 754-272-3492, is that the number that you want your clients to call you on?
Yeah, that's the business number.
Perfect.
You think I should put the personal number as a backup number also?
Yeah, we can do that. What's your cell phone or the other backup?
It's my main number is 954-594-7443.
Okay, so you said
954-594-7443.
Okay, I got it. So. Yes. Okay, cool. We got that. And then, so just verify a couple things because we're gonna list you on Google and having your Google business profile verified as well. But just the basic questions: how, as far as the hours of operation, what do you want to be listed for on Google? What hours would you say?
I would say from 9 to 6.
9 a.m.
I'm starting out, so yeah, because I don't mind right now because I can't limit the hours because I'm starting out. Once I'm established, then I can monitor the house and say, okay, then this. But for now, I just have to just bite the bullet and say, you know what? Just whenever time, because I'm trying to work with people at this time. When I'm established, I can set a time and say, okay, then this is it. This is the time frame I'm working in.
You can always change it. That's not an issue. This is just for you to receive phone calls for the most part. So you said 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then is it Monday through Saturday, Monday through Sunday, Monday through Friday. What would you say?
Monday to Sunday, honestly.
Okay, yeah, I mean, you can
look, I kind of restrict nothing right now.
I know.
The thing is, because look at it, I go to church on a Sunday, and if you call me and I'm in church, I can answer it and say, look, can I come by after church? Or if church starts at 11 o'clock, if I can go there and do the inspection before church, I can do that. Because I'm still a man of God. I'm a deacon in the church. So
okay.
I have to still be active. I can't just give up and say, because my business is not going, the Lord is not blessing me. I'm still alive. I still have health. I mean, I'm just going through a rough time now.
Mm-hmm.
Just trusting that everything will work out in the future. But, and I hope it's soon. Because I said it's literally taking a toll on my marriage. So
right.
I'm hoping very soon.
Okay.
Because you
Perfect.
Know, when money's not coming in, your wife's going to be miserable and cranky.
I hear you, man. My wife, we've gone through our rough patches before, and she loves, there's a time where, look, I'll be honest, she loves Starbucks. And I said, hey, baby, we got 2 Keurig machines, one's yours, one's mine. So, you can do whatever you want. We'll buy the Starbucks coffee from there, and then but it's not the same. I'm like, I get it, but if we need to save 10 bucks, because she was spending ten plus dollars. I mean, a little muffin plus the coffee. I'm like, look, that's a day. So, things like, I was like, that adds up, like, you know, that adds up, you know, and, you know, little things that we can cut off. So we did that for a little while. Now she's back to getting her pumpkin lattes, especially now during the cold season, but it happens, right? So the target area. So I know you're in Fort Lauderdale. What other areas do you want to really be found for? What other cities? Just give me cities. I'll type them in for
okay.
the technician.
So I'll go as far as Port St. Lucie and as far as Miami, Cooper City, Southwest Ranch. You know, at this time, I'll drive.
Okay. Okay, got
I'll
it.
Because at the end of the day, I'm not going to put, if I can go to Port St. Lucie, that's tour drive. I can go anywhere.
Okay.
Because I said, I need it.
As long as the money's right as well, too, right? Okay,
yeah.
I gotcha.
And then,
okay.
And then the thing about it, it depends. If I'm going somewhere this far, it's too far, I can say, look, $50 a month for my extra,
oh,
extra, and that's for mileage.
Traveling fee.
So that's
yeah.
what I did when I went to Port St. Lucie. And the gentleman was like, hey, no problem. If you're driving this far, hey, just to help me,
yeah.
Hey, I'll pay you the $50. And he didn't even itch.
Oh, no, people don't. Like, you know, so here's the thing about, like, you know, having the right things. If people don't mind paying as long as they get a good quality service. Like, my home inspection, it was more expensive than any other person that I was quoted for a home inspection. But honestly, they surpassed my expectations. Like, you know, the house was empty, of course, right? Because when I purchased my house, they had seats. They had trail mix and they had waters for me and my dad. Cause my dad was helping me like to find a home and so forth. So they, you know, when they came to the house, they were there before I came with my realtor. And then they had seats for me to sit down. They had water. They had snacks. I'm like, wait a minute. They're like, you didn't have to do this, but that was a good gesture, you know? And they went above and beyond. So they charged me a good fee. They charged me $750, which it was more expensive than what I was quoted at. Some people were charging $550, $600, you know, but they were able to show me everything. And I just felt comfortable with them. So I'm like, I don't mind paying that extra money. If and when I'm
getting the good service.
Exactly. And these guys were just like amazing. They were a couple. They were married. They were husband and wife. So, you know, the wife would do certain things and the husband would do certain things and they just give me a breakdown of the house, which to me, I'm like, goodness, like that's great. So when I went to closing, you know, I was able to ask for those, you know, what are those called?
Extra credit.
Yes, exactly.
Because that's the same thing. Because that's what I was telling you. Because all right, so for me, I'm mm-hmm. coming from Fabi. I don't even know Fabi Home Inspection. They are one of the biggest home inspector company in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And they're here and local, but they're all over.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, one thing I learned from Fabi, they are very detailed. They make
yeah.
sure they, because every year we have to do a conference. Because September, I did one of the conferences with them, and they're very detailed. They said, look, when we go to a home, we make sure that when we leave, sometimes people say, oh, they're a deal killer. And I went to it, I did an inspection with one of my mentors, and he said, and there was like, oh, you killed the deal. His own daughter said he was a deal killer, but he was saying to the daughter, look, you have to understand. When I come to a house and I'm inspecting it, I'm inspecting like I'm going to live there.
Yes.
So the same thing I want for myself.
Yes.
So if I come in a house, I'm looking for this. I'm expecting this to be done. So I'm not going to nickel and dime and say, oh, don't show certain things don't explain certain things to the customer because I want to know what they're... A prime example, the one who went to was a young youth. He was 24, going to 25, and he's going to buy a house, a townhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, when we walked through that house, it was a mess. You couldn't tell that there was water under the wood floor. And we went through and when the realtor looked, she was like, wow, I didn't see that. Because we find every single thing. And when we
yeah.
said to him, he said to me, you know what, I will take it. Because then if I'm going to take it, my dad is a constructor. The contractor, I can fix it. But then, the reason why I'm taking it, because then I can ball, because you show me all this, I can go back to the seller and say, look, I'm going to have to fix this, so you have to drop the price. And he did that. It worked for him. But at least we're not hiding, and that's what I learned from them. They tell you, they always tell me, Dwayne, don't be afraid to tell a customer what is wrong with the house, the part, everything, because at the end of the day, yes, the realtor may say you're a deal killer, but you also have to look on the client that's going to live there. Picture your family living in the house. What's going to happen if you sell them and don't point out certain things and something happened to them? They can't come back at you, but then you're going to feel guilty if you have a conscience, because then you could have avoided that from happening.
And honestly, that to me is the best thing. I mean, being honest and upfront with people, that goes a long way. And even though the realtor might get upset, you know, you're looking after the client. And that's right. What I love. And that's what, you know, my realtor and the people that did my inspection, that was it. I told my realtor, there's three things that I want. You know, number one, would you and your family move into that house today? Right? That's what you want to look for when you're going to look for a house for me. Number two, you know, I needed a certain amount of space, square footage that I asked for, rooms and everything, and a good sized garage. And then the last, I wanted a big piece of land. I wanted a big lot. So, you know, those three things were fulfilled. And I'm like, you know, when I found this house, I had so much trust in my realtor that I didn't even see the house in person. I FaceTimed him and I said, look, does it have the things that I need, and would you live here? That's it. That's all I need to know. You know what I'm looking for. We looked at many houses, and then he's like, yep, this would be it. I'm like, okay, cool. So I pulled the trigger on the house without even, like, being in the house. That's how much trust. And that's important, because when you do that for your clients, then those referrals are just going to be, you know, forever. And if people buy multiple properties or whatever, you're going to have a loyal customer and reference for other future customers, you know, and that's a huge thing. That's awesome, man. That's really good.
Yeah. That's what I try to keep up. So.
Yeah, I agree. I love it. All right. Well, we got everything, the basics ready for the most part, everything we got here in place. So I want to look at the client. We do got to have what's called a client onboarding call. This is with one of our technicians, and that's to get you verified on Google. They're going to look at deep. They're going to do a deep dive on the keywords and everything else. So let me see what time the technician would be available. Would you prefer today or maybe Monday? What works for you better?
I can do it today.
Okay, cool. Let me see what availability.
And then before I forgot, you can write it down also. It's for the website. Let it be drbinspection.com.
Yep, I got it already. It's in the notes already. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, I got it already. Okay, so we got that already. And then, so give me 1 second. I want to look at the client onboarding with our technician, so they'll be able to meet with you today. Hopefully I have a spot today. They usually fill up pretty quick, so I want to try to get you in today. If not, Monday. Would that work? If they don't have any of the spots available today?
Mondays are a bit tight because I have a doctor's appointment and because I have to do my hair, because my medical, my insurance, actually I have to do a yearly. Huh?
We're open till 7 on Monday, so that you know, you can do it any time.
Okay.
Now, let me try.
I don't mind if I can do it today, just to, cause, and then when will you do the webpage so I can see how it looks?
The onboarding client specialist is going to meet with you, and you're going to, so a couple things that you're going to have ready, photos, if you have photos of work you've done, and then your logo, if you have a logo. If not, we can help you build one. So, you know, that's going to be on Monday as well. So, all right.
Okay.
So
you're not free today. You're free on Monday.
Yeah, I'm looking at the calendar. There's no more spots today, unfortunately. Monday, I do have a wide open schedule. I got availability from 10 a.m. all the way to 6:30 p.m. Full open calendar.
So I'll do the 6:30 Monday then, because then
6:30.
No distraction, nothing.
Okay, perfect. Okay, all right. So everything's good to go.
I don't want
to
do it when I have distraction or anybody comes on Monday. By that time, I'll be home.
You're good. Okay.
And I'll be no distraction, everything, so I can focus. I might be on my laptop while he's doing what he's doing.
Yeah, absolutely. You can most definitely do that. Okay, so we got everything good. So what we're going to do is we're going to read a 90-second voice verification. But in order to secure the listing at the 249, so I put in the credits, it's only going to be 249. What would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
I use a Visa.
Okay, cool. So I'll repeat it to you for accuracy, and we'll read that voice verification. You're also going to get your invoice with the whole breakdown of what we're going to do for you, and then also you're going to receive that client onboarding invitation for Monday, setting it up so we can reserve that spot for you. They block off an hour, but, you know, obviously it's not going to take an hour. It's about 30 minutes, just so you know. So it, depending if you have any questions.
Okay.
Okay, so whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
4737.
Okay.
0291.
Okay.
5702-2501.
Gotcha. Okay, so I'll repeat it to you for accuracy. It got 4737-0291-5702-2501.
Yes, expire 827.
827, okay. And
code 757.
757, okay. So I'm going ahead and read this 90-second voice verification and also sending you a client onboarding call. So give me 1 second. Local Splash, English, okay. Because we do have Spanish clients and you don't speak Spanish. Okay, here we go. All right, so I got that there. And so in this voice verification, once again, if there's anything you don't understand at all, or if there's any questions you have about it, please let me know, and then I'll be able to clarify that for you for accuracy and account purposes. Okay, so
okay.
So it says the following. So, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. It says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
DRB Inspection.
Okay, great. Please state the name of your name, and the title within the business.
Dwayne Brown, owner of business.
Okay, thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash when necessary?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So you might get other calls that say they're Local Splash. What we're going to do, Dwayne, is we're going to give you a security question. This security question is to verify that it's us, Local Splash.
Yeah.
So you get to choose from your mother's maiden name, your city you were born in, your first pet's name.
Okay.
What do you want to choose?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, what's your mother's maiden name?
Watson.
Watson?
W-A-T-E-S-O-N? W-A-T-S-O-N.
Okay, gotcha.
And,
all right,
that was it? That's the only one?
Yeah, that was one, okay. Just one, just to choose. So basically, when we call you, you just got to make sure, they know that security question, right, just to make sure it's on.
Okay.
You never know, okay? So we've been in business for 20 years. There's a lot of companies out there, they try to imitate their us. Like, that's not us.
Okay.
All right, so that's just all it's asking for. And then, so it says, give me 1 second. I'll go back to this here. Okay. All right. It says, also, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what this is basically saying is you can cancel our service and go to any other company, but we don't want you to sign up for something else that we're already doing. So all we want is just, hey, you know, if you get someone that's calling you trying to sell you something, just let us know so we know if it's like the same thing or not. That's all.
Okay.
All right. So, and then also as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives information of the business. So Google might ask you for a business license. They might ask for a proof of insurance. You know, they might ask for, you know, pictures or anything like that to verify you're human. Are you okay with submitting that information through Google in the first 7 days? Okay. Got it.
Sure.
All right. So we got you at a discounted rate. So your payment is $249. We waived your setup fee completely, and we discounted $50 on a month-to-month basis, which is great. So you can discontinue your agreement at any time. All you would have to do is call client support. You should have got a couple of things in your email. Did you get a welcome email and your terms and conditions?
Okay.
Well, no, it's okay.
Let me look at my email and look.
Sure.
Yeah, I see client interview / support. Yes, I got them.
And then the welcome email. Okay, so you're going to receive your terms and conditions with your invoice, and that's giving you a breakdown of everything that we're including within this package. So do you agree you can cancel or discontinue your agreement at any time. All you would have to do is call client support. All right. So we want you to really, stick it out and really, see how your account goes into fruition. I just want to go over a couple things. We got to make sure that we get you Google verified. So please, the technician is going to try to get you verified on the phone on Monday. Okay. So we're going to call Google together with the technician and get you verified. So a couple things, just make sure that, you try to get yourself verified. People that don't go into it and get verified, it can take up to 45 to 60 days. If you procrastinate in this, I just want to be clear, Dwayne, if you don't, get yourself verified, it's going to take long, okay? But if you get everything that we need, all your ducks in a row, it's definitely going to be shorter. I just want to be clear on that.
And that's why I was trying to do it today.
Right, good. Okay, perfect. So we're going to do that. All right, so that's it pretty much. You received your client onboarding invitation. You receive your terms and conditions. Whenever you get a chance, just type in your first and last name on that invoice, and that's going to send you to your client dashboard. Your client dashboard?
Okay, so hold on. The welcome client dashboard is a welcome to Local Splash. Where would I say username and password? Where should I sign?
It says click, one of the emails that says click here to receive the subscription terms. There's one. Whenever you get a chance. So, and then that's going to activate your dashboard. The cool thing too that I want to let you know, Dwayne, is we're one of the very few companies that actually invested a lot of money into our application. So you can download the Local Splash app on your iPhone or your Android.
What's it called? Local Splash?
Yeah. Look it up on your phone whenever you get a chance. Yeah.
No, I'm doing it right now because I'm trying to get this thing up on running. Locals, one word, Local Splash?
Two words, local and then splash. Local, like your local business, and then splash, like your, like a splash of, of water.
Okay. All right, so Local Splash. Okay, Local Splash.
And it'll have an L, orange L. And a blue S,
Okay, perfect. That's it. I was just about to ask if that's the one.
Yeah, download it. And then so the client in onboarding call on Monday, the technician is going to give you directions on how to activate that, to get into
okay.
it.
Okay.
Right.
Perfect.
So you're all set. Dwayne, I want to thank you for giving me the time of your day. I know things are a little rough for you, but once we get going, it's going to be good. And then, I'll follow up with you also as well, periodically, so see if you're ready for the Google Guaranteed. But I'm glad we're able to get you that discount and save you some money, man. And I understand because, you're going through a rough patch, and I hope everything's okay with your mom and your family. And, I hope things turn around for you here fairly quickly, man. I'll pray for you,
Yeah, no problem. And then you send me your info so I can call you when, I need change it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as far as the any programming stuff, I just want to be clear. I'm not a programmer, so you're going to have a person that...
upgrade it. You just said when I'm upgrading it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So I just text you over my direct line right now. So whenever you get a chance, you could check out the text message that I sent you. And that give me 1 second. For some reason, it went to the other phone. Okay, let me send it here. Okay. There we go. So I just send you a text message with my contact. It says, hi, this is Chris. Let's drive more traffic on Google. I don't know if you got that text message.
Yeah, I just got it.
Okay, look for Local Splash. Okay, so yeah. So that's the number. It's a toll-free number. And my extension, if you need to get a hold of me, is 247. And then you'll be able to get a hold of me.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm. 247.
Okay, yeah, see, I can 247. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, so everything's all set right to go. Happy Halloween. I don't know if you go out for, if you have kids, but I know I have my Halloween little thing with my daughter later on, and then hope you have a good weekend, and we'll talk on Monday so we can get that client onboarding call going, okay?
All right, no problem. Appreciate it, and thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Dwayne. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.